The US government, of course, is now back in conflict with Iran about the Persian Gulf. As my friend and colleague Alex Christoforou has rightly pointed out, the war that Iran and the United States fought in February and March and early April was purportedly a conflict over Iran's nuclear enrichment program. We hardly hear anything about that anymore. This current conflict is not about Iran's nuclear enrichment program. It is about who controls the Strait of Hormuz, whether it's the Americans and their friends, or whether it's the Iranians. And the reason for the return to war and the falling out between Iran and the United States, despite the signing of the MOU, is precisely because the Iranians were becoming very unhappy by the way in which the United States seemed to be trying to negate Iran's control of the Strait of Hormuz. So, given that we have this crisis, that the Strait of Hormuz is closed, the US CENTCOM command said that the Strait of Hormuz is open and any ship that wants can pass through with the protection of the US military. Then, a few hours later, we got reports that, in fact, the actual transit of ships through the Strait of Hormuz has all but stopped. Anyway, given that the Strait of Hormuz is closed and that oil exports through the Strait of Hormuz have indeed stopped, again, I ask the question, why in the West, why is the West still waging this conflict against the Russian energy system through its Ukrainian proxy, given that it depends increasingly now on Russian energy to keep the wheels of the global economy turning? It seems, at least about the global economy, the Western economy turning. It really does seem most odd.